We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, just one game to talk about on the slate as Mother Nature has been playing havoc with our schedule so far this year. It's been a crazy start to the winter. Coach, I guess before we jump into the North Union game, let's stay on topic of that of this crazy weather. You guys have postponed now three games already to start this season. And what's crazy about those, a lot of times when those games are postponed, you guys don't get a practice either. Because you guys don't have those activities, so you lose out on games and practice time. And as we talked about before, with you having a young team, those practice times are definitely valuable.
Yeah, definitely something that we'd like to be having. But like you said, Mother Nature has a mind of its own, and it's causing some havoc right now. But yeah, I've never seen anything like it this early to have this many things change this early in the season. Usually we can get to Christmas with maybe one at the most, and then January gets kind of crazy. So hopefully it gets out of its system now and January calms down. But yeah, we've got some work to do. It'd be nice to get into the practice court there and get clean some things up. But, you know, we just have to do what we can do and work on film and do some things remotely. And the kids are used to that. So we'll do what we do to try to get better here.
Expand on that a little bit. Obviously, you don't have to give any secrets away, but obviously with having huddle, it's so easy to, and of course, email all the kids having emails and computers and stuff. So just communications via email and text and watching film and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, huddle is just a great tool. I mean, it's something where, you know, I can take a film and break down. The other day, we were watching clips, and I broke our North Union game down into about 15 clips that we looked at. That's what we focused on, the practice court. So a lot of times I can send stuff out to the kids and just see a snippet of some things they need to work on or that we want to work on at the next practice. So when we come in, it saves a lot of time. Or if a kid's struggling shooting, like we've got a few that are doing that, they can pull up their shots by themselves and just see their batch of shots. So it's really a nice tool, a nice coaching tool for coaches and the kids to use and learn from and see some things. And so, yeah, things have really changed in the last 15 years and even in the last year and a half even. So it's crazy what you can do, and it's a nice communication thing. You know, if this stuff was going on 10 years ago, we'd be, you know, would not be doing what we're doing right now. But it's definitely a tool if you're comfortable with it and take advantage of it. It can really help some things out, and I think we utilize it pretty well.
22 years ago, when you started as the head coach here at Forest City, things were a little bit different. You didn't quite have these capabilities.
Not at all. I mean, yeah, you had to get the whole group together and watch a whole game film, or hopefully fast forward to the right spot. And now you can pull up, you know, all of a certain player's, you know, 3-point shots or the other team's offensive rebounds and see what we're doing wrong or what we're doing right. And it's a whole different ball game, so to speak. So I really like it. I think it's something that the kids, you know, the way they are with technology, you know, you got to stay up on it, and that's the way they look at things. They can pull it up on their phone, they can pull it up on their computer, and you know, we got kids that are doing it all times of the day. So it's really a nice tool for them to have.
Coach, let's jump into your North Union game, the one game on the slate to talk about here. You guys took on North Union on Tuesday, and a game where, you know, it was pretty even through the first half. You guys did fall down, gave up a 9-0 run in the second quarter. You guys battled back and were able to take it into halftime right there with North Union. Third quarter got away from you a little bit as the Warriors jumped out. Fourth quarter, you guys made a run to try to come back, but maybe just got yourself in too big of a hole in the third.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I guess a few things from that game that looking back at it, you know, we said in the pregame how improved North Union was going to be. You know, they'd taken their lumps playing some really young kids for a couple years, and they now had the experience. And as Alex, their coach, said before the game, you know, as we're trying to learn how to win, we've got pieces in place now. Now we just need to do that. And I thought they played a very good game on both ends of the court. And I think maybe might have surprised some fans. It didn't surprise us. We knew they were going to be very good. And they did a nice job of executing. But if you go back to our Garner game, I talked about seeing how our kids would respond to adversity. And I didn't think we were ready to do that at Garner, but I really liked what we did at North Union. Like you said, we got down. We had two really bad spurts in the second and third quarter where we got down double digits. And, you know, the kids could have caved it in and it would have went from 12 to 22 real quick, but they battled back. I think we were down 14 in the fourth quarter. and we had the ball down three with, I think, 3 minutes to go or 2 minutes to go in that game. So I really like the way they responded, how we grew up a little. I really think we played much better Tuesday night than we did Friday. So we're going in the right direction. We just need to shoot the ball better, and we're getting good shots. We're executing, which was a big improvement, I thought, from Tuesday night. I don't think we were shocked by the environment or anything. I think our kids just went out and played basketball, and that was a big improvement from Friday. But, you know, we just didn't get some shots to go down. On the flip side, we had some post players really step up and do some nice things. Tristan Bransoy had a great game for us, especially in the second half at 18 points. And, you know, Carson Strukel did his thing in there. We had a really nice advantage in there. Carson Hall, you know, he's got very little varsity experience, but he had 10 points the other night. And, you know, there's just some kids that are growing up that, you know, like, we don't want to make a bunch of excuses, but, you know, we've got a couple kids that have seen varsity experience. And beyond that, we're just we're trying to get as much experience in early as we can. And I really like the improvement from Friday to Tuesday.
And, Coach, something that you're hoping the Indians will continue to do throughout the year, and especially next week, as now you guys are going to go into a pretty heavy next week. And, of course, now we'll have to find a time to slate in the North Iowa game as well that you were supposed to play last night that didn't happen. So a busy week coming up for you, Coach.
It is. You know, we're going to move the Algona game that was supposed to be Thursday. It's now going to be Monday. So we'll start with them on Monday and then see what the weather does and what the rescheduling of things does. And, you know, we mentioned the weather, the other thing, and I don't want to have a lot of excuses here, but I think, like a lot of teams, we're battling the flu bug. We haven't had our team together for a long time. So, you know, it'd be nice to get this out of the way early, and then we can be healthy again. The weather will cooperate, and we can just get better. But I really got to compliment our kids. We've had some guys doing some different roles because some guys have been out with illness. And, you know, like a Ty Dillaboo, who's typically a perimeter guy, has had to go in and play the post a little bit. And, you know, we just know that the night before and have just a short amount of practice to do that because of, you know, guys rotating in. So talked about resiliency and kids bouncing back, and there's just a lot of examples of that. So I really like this team. I know we're not off to the start that the fans really are used to, but I think I see the improvement there. I like where we're going, and hopefully we can, you know, like you said, we've got a busy week next week, but hopefully we can put it together and keep improving, and the wins will happen. But I like the direction these guys are going.
Coach, kind of stepping away from talking about your team as a whole right now, I know with fewer games, it gives us an opportunity to bring up something else that happened that is going to happen throughout this season. The Iowa High School Athletic Association kind of hinted to it a couple months before they were able to announce it, but they did announce before the season started a different way that they're going to try to do postseason this year, and with having a ranking committee that's going to rank teams and maybe try to make the postseason a little bit more balanced and not have situations like we had a couple years ago where you know, you have the AP number one versus number two playing in a sub-state final game and one of those teams not getting able to make it to the state tournament. I know maybe years ago situations where it's maybe affected your teams in the past. What do you think about their new system?
Yeah, I think it's an okay thing. I don't know if there's any perfect system to do it, and like you said, I've seen all the scenarios before, and, you know, you go back to 2000, I think we went to Webster City and it was number two versus number three in the first game out of the tournament. So, I mean, we've had all kinds of different scenarios. We've moved from that, and that point, that's when the state just set it up themselves. And then it went to a seeding procedure where, you know, there really wasn't any set criteria. The coaches just got in a room that were involved in the district and seeded the teams. And then the state would find sites for it, and that's kind of the way it's been recently. Then they kind of went away a little bit from that, tweaked that a little bit more, and then now they've got a group of, you know, former coaches, media, and that sort of thing that will rank teams and use a variety of different things to do that. And I think it's worth a look. I like I said, I don't think there's any perfect way of doing it, especially if you think back, you know, especially like in 1A in Northwest Iowa, there's always a ton of teams up in Northwest Iowa that it's tough to get the right guys down there just because of where they're located. But, you know, honestly, I think the girls union has done an excellent job in the past few years of getting the right teams down there, or at least putting them in a position to where they don't have to play, like you said, two ranked teams don't have to play early. And I think the boys have started to try to look at that model and tweak it a little bit, and we'll see how it goes here in a few years. But right now I think it's a good start. And I think anything you can do to get the best teams down there is what you want to do, and you don't want to have, like you mentioned, one versus two or one versus three playing early. You'd much rather see that, get those guys rewarded and get down there. Now, if they get upset along the way, that happens, and it will happen, but at least it wasn't where, you know, nobody had a chance to get down there. So we'll see how it goes, but I think it's a good start anyway.
Coach, couldn't have said it any better. I agree. It's worth at least seeing what will happen with it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like there is no perfect system. I mean, you go to look at the NCAA and how they do things. It's Selection Sunday. You know, everybody's complaining about that too. So there is no right way to do it. But hopefully, this is a start, and get the right teams positioned anyway, so that they can be rewarded. And if they're not, that's obviously the fun part, and that happens in high school basketball as well.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Wish you the best of luck next week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City Head Boys Basketball Coach Dan Rosacker.